damn it! This is Rabbi Saul Solomon with a rabbinical reflection for the week of June 12th, 2011. Despite my ceaseless grouchiness, there are some things in the world that I love. A good pastrami sandwich, for example. Watching reruns of Columbo. Getting a check in the mail from someplace I wasn't expecting. Getting a check in the mail from someplace I was expecting. All these things give me joy. Well, unless the pastrami is too faggy, or there's too many commercials in the rerun, or the check in the mail isn't really a check. It just looks like a check, but it's actually a coupon where they fool you into thinking you're getting money, but actually it's a fake discount where you're giving them money, bastards! But be that as it may, some things do make me happy. And I admit, I have a soft spot in my heart and in my brain for the theater. Plays, musicals, erotic circus performances, anything in which talented people are doing their best to entertain the rest of us. I remember the first show I ever saw. It was O Calcutta. I was 8 years old when I went in, and 27 when I came out. I recall being deeply moved by seeing Death of a Salesman. Unfortunately, the salesman was my Uncle Morty, and he died when he was hit by a bus on 23rd Street. And in 1975, my high school teacher asked if I wanted to see The Wiz. Then he took me to a urinal, and I don't want to talk about what happened next. But still, the theater, Broadway, the Tony Awards, which are happening Sunday night at New York's Beacon Theater. Oh, I wish I were there. Look at the shows that are up for Tony Awards this year. For Best Play, there's Jerusalem. It has nothing to do with Jews or Israel or, from what I've heard, anything relevant to anybody, but hey, the title. Then there's the revival of The Merchant of Venice with Al Pacino playing Shylock, the Jewish moneylender. This is a very difficult play to pull off because it's supposed to be a comedy. Meanwhile, the Jewish character, who just wants his money back, is mocked, humiliated, and forced to convert. Some hilarity. Too bad Shakespeare didn't write Schindler's List, or we'd have had some real giggles. And really, Al Pacino as an observant Jew? They couldn't get Steve Guttenberg? In the category of Best Actress in a Musical, we have Donna Murphy nominated for The People in the Picture. This is the story of the Yiddish theater in Poland, both before and during the Holocaust. I've heard Donna Murphy is wonderful, but really, Murphy? They couldn't get a Yid for this part? 100 zillion Jewish people on Broadway, and they get someone who couldn't tell corned beef and cabbage from kasha varnishkas and knedlich. And then there's a play called The Mother Flinger with the Hat. What kind of name is that for a play? Of course, I'm bowdlerizing it for radio. Well, who can put this on a poster? The Mother Flinger with a Hat. They can't even advertise it. People are saying The Mother with a Hat. The Mother Effer with a Hat. The Hat Play. A bunch of schwatzes sitting around talking. What, they couldn't name the play something you could put in a newspaper? Now, I don't mind dirty stuff in the play. Half the show's out there. Every other word is F this, and you're full of S, and why don't you S my C in the YMCA? One time I saw a censored version of American Buffalo. It was 12 minutes long. Now, I am not against foul language. I use it myself sometimes. Most of the time. Nearly all the time. But still, how do you put a play on tour that you cannot promote? They have to put a brown paper bag over the marquee. What I do like about this year's Tony nominations is their multi-faith nature. You got Shylock and the Holocaust and the AIDS play, The Normal Heart. A lot of angry Jewish people. You got pissed off Muslims in Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo. There's goofy nuns in Sister Act and sad Baptists in the Scottsboro Boys. Someone tries to kill the Pope in the House of Blue Leaves. And of course, there's the Book of Mormon, which has people stooping frogs, raping babies, getting colonoscopies. My kind of show! It is said that if you make fun of one culture, you're a bigot. But if you poop on all of them, you're an enlightened liberal. Hypocritical as that may sound, it works for me. And for all going to the theater, laughing at each other's stupidity, crying for each other's losses, and hurrying to be first in the bathroom at intermission, that is the true spirit of globalism, of empathy, and of sharing the human condition. I offer my best wishes to all the Tony nominees. You are all winners, even the losers. Except Billy Krugup, because he was terrible and Arcadia's boring, but the rest of you, take a bow. This has been a rabbinical reflection from Rabbi Sol Solomon, Temple Sons of Bitches, on with the show.
Susan wants to tell you something.